This is Football Heritage.
If I had any choice, these two people would not be together. But I don't have much of a choice.
Ikebe
Super. So welcome to
episode... If you don't say Ikebe.
Welcome to episode 32A of the Back Bar. 32?
31?
What are we? We're like medical exam.
I say 32A because there's going to be another episode in 2 days. Because we have the Champions League finals coming up. But we're supposed to record today and drop an episode.
Because and you know why? The biggest competition in Europe, the final is tomorrow.
Who?
All the way to Gdansk.
Are you sure that's the pronunciation?
I have a question. I don't know why I haven't Googled it, but where is Gdansk?
My brother, if you ask me, I know I will ask. I should know though, I've gambled enough that I should know.
No, I think this is like the biggest thing in that place, because the way that they hype the Europa League, you go to see their club, they play.
It's like Baku now, all the way to Baku. It's happening again, guys. Gdansk. Somebody Google that shit, because like I can't stand not knowing. Gdansk. Let's see.
Gdansk. It's Gdansk.
I know it's in Eastern Europe.
I'm guessing it cannot be Denmark.
No. It's not Norway. Poland?
Finland?
Poland. I'm thinking Poland.
Let's bet now.
Why will you bet on something we don't even know?
My point exactly. The closest person wins.
No. Anyway, speaking of bets, Adam is going to start singing very soon. Because as you all know,
Poland.
See? Wisdom the key. Wisdom the key.
It's a lie. It's gambling. It's gambling that we key.
Yeah, gambling.
Gambling the key.
It's not Lech. That's Lech Poznan. I know the Gdansk team. What's their name? They've caught my money before. There's no way they haven't caught my money.
Maybe Warsaw.
Lech, yeah. That's Warsaw. Man. It's not Warsaw. Huh. Anyway, moving on. The Europa League final is tomorrow.
Dreams.
So we'll talk about it before we go into... before we go into all the things that happened.
And a lot happened.
A lot happened.
See, like OM says it all the time, but you think about football. Content. We just did.
We just
did
our ass. Content.
That means they carry our voice.
Oh, yeah. Also, we're back. John Paul is back. And Adam finally came back from wherever the fuck he was.
I didn't go and play.
He went
to Barisla.
He went all the way to Enugu State to Barisla, according to him.
What a man.
A wonderful hero. Great man. They bring weed though.
Just yesterday though. He's got a good goal.
Yeah, apparently they wanted me to come and play with them, but you know, yeah. I'm not built for that anymore. And I would have scored, of course. That's I'm sure
the,
of it.
Like, the annoying thing is, we went to play ball in New York and we scored the first goal and just went and stayed behind.
We were like, die here. How we lose. See, anything that loses after they scored may have a problem with you. I will kill my keeper, first of all.
I'm telling you that like, we scored the goal and Uwem did not approach.
What am I advancing for again? We have goals. Where are we going to? My lord and master, Diego Simeone, will not be proud if I bottle a lead.
Well, Brendan Rodgers will be proud of you, though.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to Rodgers soon.
I swear, that man supposed to follow me sing everywhere I go. Let him just know. That man should know.
I swear to God, it's Brendan Rodgers. It's Brendan Rodgers' fault.
I swear, like we had them where we wanted them. Like Jackie Grealish had done it for us, guys. Jackie Grealish was doing the Lord's work, and Brendan Rodgers said nope. No, it's the Tower of Babel. God caused confusion in their camp.
Guy, I've never seen anything like this.
Did you see this YouTube video? The one of him defending.
We're losing, bro. We're losing, and we're still climbing the table. Oh, God, we'll get to that. Europa League final. United have landed in the
final
in Poland.
Dansk.
Ole has finally gotten them to the final.
Yeah.
So I guess that answers that.
Oh, there's tricky reds.
The zebra reds. Zebra reds are in the final, guys.
Why the final? Oh, God.
The final of the Europa League. So one way or another, wow, Arsenal didn't even get their normal Europa League final. Let's use it.
Even conference.
Even conference. I know it's sports. At least
even top.
At least sports are in the conference. Did you see that conference stadium? It's right next to airport tarmac. You know people hear Maguire and the shout referee.
Oh, God. Imagine the countries you travel to for Europa. Now imagine the ones you travel to for conference. When your final go, they lume.
Oh, God. This is pure butter. And what's killing me is like, they could have decided to sit out Europe. First of all, they tried to enter Super League. You know what? So they said, okay, no wala. Might as well just relax. See, there's pointless Europe, like conference, and I swear to God, Europa is pointless Europe. The money is not good enough.
Like the winners of Champions League are getting 18 million. What do you think the winners of conference? It'll be like 200k.
They said, just.
May use and pay some for one week.
Find them, shawarma. Find them. After I finish playing the final in Turkey. Is it final shower? Mustafa, final shower. Oh, God.
You're using your trophy.
Let's not talk about it. See it.
Be like they put hexagons together.
It feels like this is where sports belong.
Finally, I feel like they're still bottled.
Think about it, they sell Harry Kane. Let's assume they sell Kane. Then they might not sell some, but you know, like, every team needs to have that player. So they sell Kane. They don't have a big coach. Fucking Ryan Messi. So from here we move.
With age mate.
From here we move. Ryan Messi is one of me, please. Who am I? Oh God, William Hines is my age. Anyway, God, I'm older. Fuck. Anyway, moving on. Spurs finished in 7th. So they are going for conference. I don't know who they are playing yet.
I don't even know. I'm trying to imagine something. Like, did they play final? Yes, their final is in Armenia.
Mm-hmm.
Armenia.
Just hope that you don't have any players from Azerbaijan. Because they will not let them into the country.
Oh, I've never seen anything like this. Oh, God.
Yeah. See, this look at this team. The UEFA are greedy as well.
Like, and this is why, and they refuse to give us Super League.
Because they wanted conference. To create conference. Imagine Spurs after all their efforts. Now they are in conference and they are still playing Oyin, what's his name, Florentino Perez, for walking out of the Super League. Anyway, so Spurs are in the conference. In 6th, we have who? West Ham. West Ham are going to Europa League.
Wait first, let's be. I have some get your passports, baby. Look at the place we are going to for Europa. We are traveling as far as Lask.
Who's
my point exactly.
Lask Linz, Austria.
Linz. We are going to Baku.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the countries you go there. You go there, go to Lithuania. You go to Lithuania, go play against FK Riteria.
You're going all the way to
NK Rijeka, Latvia. We play
more Malta, Israel.
Fictional Avengers countries like Sokovia. Yeah, well, of course.
If they play for Avengers,
enter, bomb the whole place. I'm dead. Oh God, this is the funniest thing. And they won to make it to the conference. They battered Leicester on the final day to make it to the conference.
I don't know which Harry Kane they try to prove again. Now NBA highest goal scorer. You see
most assists, highest goal. Gareth Bale said today, I want to score. I think they signed him permanently.
Bale,
yeah. And if I'm Bale, I move back.
He said they were just stepping to the stone.
Hey. He called them stepping.
Yes.
He said literally now he had no intention of staying. He just wanted to use them to build fitness.
What a banter club.
Like, there's no way you come back from that.
There is, Sha. You can loan Falcao or Pato. Yeah. Oh. Oh, God. Look at these boys. Anyway, yeah, what was I saying? Can you imagine? They are watching. You cannot see them, but they are watching it.
What is Soyuncu they do now?
Oh, we're watching Soyuncu. Please let me see my video. Hold on.
Where's he going? Where's he going? Oh my God!
They said he has speed up boost buff.
Oh God!
I have to tell me that Rogers did not bottle that.
I was watching Chelsea and they are beating us. But I really don't care about the match. I'm watching Thunder on my phone. Like, come on, Harry Kane. Come on, I was supporting Spurs. Like, my life depended on it. Everybody in the viewing center was like, I said, go, boy. They said, nobody has scored a team. I said, no, Spurs got for my food. Nah, man. Go punish Chelsea.
I was watching the match. I had like two phones.
I was watching Chelsea on one. I'm watching Spurs on one. So I just did like this. The moment these guys scored two goals, I said, good. I look half time. Leader started.
You really hoped. You really
I said, yes. I stand up. I say, make I go shower, come back. Half time. I just my phone vibrates.
2-2.
I said, 2-2. I said, wait till the
day. That part was so funny, like 2-2. Own goal. Then you let Bale score two. Like, why?
For 2 minutes.
Do you know how shite of it? Let me not even talk. Moving on, please.
Okay, so fifth position, Leicester.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Leicester had that.
They spent more time at the
in the like, top four.
Like, they spent more time in the top four than anybody
this season. And last season.
And then finished in fifth. Who does that?
I personally feel
when Adam and I made that wager, Chelsea were in 9th, 10th. Or 10th.
All these things is because they did not. Because
we sack Lampard. If we didn't sack Lampard, Adam would not be singing by now. Just right now, he's avoiding me because he knows. Like, we'll go places now. Even if not my grandmother burial. You go see Champions League anthem. And I will walk in with Valo.
Can we watch the match tomorrow outside?
Europa League final, sure, why not?
Just so you see.
Yes, and I'm walking into the viewing center and I will see. No matter where I'm going.
They say, Ross, let me Champions League.
He say, I know, don't worry. No. Oh, God. It's been a great season. I never thought that like we would see this out, but here we are.
Like football podcast, like we'll never talk any football. We just the banter person club.
Okay, we're trying to be serious. So fifth position, Leicester.
Butlers.
We just changed their name to BCFC.
Fourth position. It's a Chelsea thing.
That means you guys get a tough champion.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
My United
fans. Bro, this season we face Sevilla, Atletico, Real Madrid. I don't really care. The group, who was in our group?
Sevilla, Krasnodar,
and Rennes. Okay, that was in a bad group because we finished third.
You know who was in my group?
But then what's the difference between third and fourth?
Who ended fourth? Who ended fourth last season?
Chelsea.
No. Yes.
Chelsea finished
fourth last season.
Did you?
Yes.
United finished third, and you know what was in my
The thing about the England seeds is that
PSG, Leipzig, Istanbul,
the what's it called? The English seed gives you, I don't know the pots that we used to end up, but we're not in that pot for third position.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, you only drew Sevilla because they won the Europa.
Exactly.
You would get the Europa winner, but if it goes to United, then that means you get a tougher second and first.
I bet me didn't bring anybody. That's next season problem.
I just pray that you draw you guys Bayern and PSG.
I wouldn't mind. It's been a while since we had a tough group that we're not supposed to escape. It's not easy.
You wouldn't escape Bayern.
The only problem I'm angry at now is
let's not talk
Bayern
about that.
Bayern are letting go of Hansi Flick.
Hansi Flick is signed for Germany though after the Euros. Yeah.
We're going to be watching this summer. Nobody should shout more goals.
Let's see how Germany pan out in the Euros. We'll talk about the Euros when it's Euros time. It's not a Euros time. When is AFCON? Let them not say that we are not supporting our own.
There's Copa America.
Everything did.
We really want to end the season, but then the off season is. Don't worry, we'll talk about our plans for the off season after the finale. Anyway, fourth position, Chelsea. Third, Liverpool. After
how did they
a
do
shit
it?
Show of a season, Liverpool finished third.
Everybody in the
somehow we let that happen, and we were comfortable in that thing. We just had to
draw
Villa,
Leicester or something.
We beat Leicester, so we just had to beat Villa and finish in third.
This team is still Leicester's fault because if they won,
Leicester,
you people would. Oh God,
my God doesn't sleep.
My God never flops.
Leicester won.
Second position, Manchester United. Yay! Great job! Wow. So exciting. I wish there was there was zero pressure on the league leaders.
At some point,
no pressure. First position. Wow.
Man City.
Aguero did beat the record though. That's good. He beat Rooney's record.
guy, Man City won the league and lifted the trophy, and no, like, they didn't get 100 tweets.
Yeah, like, it's insane. That's such. If City, you if City, you people want City to win the Champions
because
League,
it will be quiet.
Because nobody will say, oh, you get Man City are getting to a place where they have, like, that global support, but.
Not yet.
Not yet. They're not yet there. It will take them another 10 years yeah. when the people that became City fans in, say, 2014 to 15 yeah. grew up.
Yeah.
So when they're older, so you have a younger crop of City fans and an old enough lot of City fans to argue with us on the tier. But City will win you and you're not even going to be banned.
And that time will be like, where were you when Inter? Where
were you? That's in Haunted. I was in SS2.
That's in Haunted.
I was in SS2 or SS1?
I was in SS1. So obviously you were older.
Apparently I'm older than Adam. Yes, bloody weird. Anyway, Next league, let's move on, we don't have time.
France,
Leo won the thing. Did you see the video of all of them on IG Live with balaclavas?
Yeah.
Ah, that would have given, you know, the UK Parliament.
Hey, God, imagine yeah. that was Pogba, Graham
Souness. Yes, Graham Souness would have lost it.
Graham Souness' dick would have been so God. So, imagine that was Pogba, Rashford, Lingard. And they find another black player. Pastor Fred will be caught in such crowd.
Holy act. Eric Bailly probably.
Imagine Pogba, Lingard, Rashford, and Martial. Like in balaclavas, making gun signs and rapping at the camera.
In the rapping drill.
Hey,
God have mercy. No way. This is the first time in how many years since Leo won the league?
Ten
years.
It's been a while.
Guess who won the league for them last time?
Heading Hazard.
Mm-hmm. Heading. He said Heading. All these people are. By the way, where are you born? Heading Hazard. Oh my God.
Eden.
Yeah, it's something close to that, I'm sure.
Oh,
but Hazard did, though. And guess who won the league that year? Chelsea. Won the Champions
League. No, they won the league in 2011.
Leo won the league. Then we won the Champions League the next year. Okay. Also the same
so
year.
So next year. Then, no, they
yeah,
won
we the cannot win it next year. Next year go hard.
You won the Champions
League. They are going to be fans after. Again. You cannot beat Sevilla. You know the Spanish people are not in the stadium to fight them. So they are not afraid. Oh boy, these days, currently, because of the way it is in England, home advantage is home advantage. No away fans. In a play, but only home fans.
Guys, 8,000 people.
8,000 home fans. Nobody saying, come on, Chelsea. You're to bring Bluetooth speaker with your fans. There's no other
or
way.
Or bring screen with your fans on Zoom.
Yeah, there's a shout out. They are serious. See this match now. Bertrand Traoré returned to Messi.
Bam.
I'm not even in the mood.
Jackie Grealish came back from injury.
Grealish or Watkins.
Only Watkins, they body Rudy
Cash.
Everybody.
They were just.
Ezri Konsa.
I'm not hoping that all of that was less trick by City to think we cannot play ball. Because if we go like that, that final, they will beat us 7. And it's not be funny.
I hope.
You hope they'll beat us 7. If they beat us anything more than funny, I'm never coming on this pod again. It sounds like a joke, but you will never hear my voice again. Mark this day. Anyway, Leo won the league, PSG finished in second, but we don't care about all of that. Lorient escaped relegation. Shout out to Murphy Terem. His birthday was yesterday?
Today.
His birthday is today?
Yeah.
Hello.
Cheers.
Happy birthday, Murphy.
Happy birthday, Terem.
More life.
More life, more goals.
Yeah.
Send money.
Speaking of Nigerian strikers, Paul Onuachu, 33 goals in 38 games.
Oh, wow.
That boy just looked wicked. Has he ever been like? Has he ever played for Nigeria?
He has.
I think they called him up.
I know they called him up this time. Have they ever called him up before?
Let me drop this statistic. His debut for Nigeria, 30 seconds in. Sorry, 7 seconds in against Egypt. He scores.
Seven.
The funny part about all of this is that Victor Osimhen is still going to start.
Let me tell you how that goal went. And we won the match 1-0. So, Nigeria passed the ball. Give the ball to Henry Onyekuru. He just sends it into their penalty box. This guy nods it to it. He nods it. Their defender, I think Egazi, nods it, hits his defender. Nwachu just latches onto it and lights it up. Woo! 1-0. Elias goes.
I watched all his goals this season. That was something, though, in terms of like strength. He's giving Zlatan in Lukaku mode. Or maybe he's not as fast as
he's as a proper Roman. Zlatan. Like, he's just stands tall, control
in the box. As long as that ball comes there, wins it in the air. Just reminds me of the fact that Tammy cannot nod ball. Like every time I think about the fact that tall boy cannot nod ball.
So what thing they're using high do? We have Timbaland.
Oh, he's quite fast.
Doesn't matter. Like, I swear to God, have you ever seen like Tammy? Like, I know he scored a number of headers. But he, like, you can tell that maybe that was not, like, maybe he wanted to head it to the right, and then the keeper thought he headed there and moved. Then his head now just the ball just went to the left.
He just has the wrong manager. Send him on loan to Everton. To partner with Dominic
Calvert. I feel like if Tammy is to leave Chelsea, Tammy should leave Europe, England.
Yeah, go to Villarreal.
No, France, Germany. Like, where people don't care about you in this place. If Tammy plays rubbish, this English media and the fans will be coddling him. I know that like he might receive some racist abuse, but still, like there's English media bias towards like English players. Then inside the English players, there's now racial bias. So like English, that they always forgive me, sucking their dicks. Like it's getting out of hand. He needs to go to a place where fans are not. I mean, he should. I feel like Tuchel icing him out was not the right call because he got injured, and then when since he's been back, he hasn't played. And if he doesn't play in the Champions League final, he has played for us for what might be the last time, because he doesn't look like he's part of Titi's plans, and that's okay. To be honest, that's okay.
They're rubbing
their tits. I wish people could see these idiots. Very soon we'll start recording the sessions like videos. So everybody will comport. I feel like if there's a camera on us, everybody behave. Oh, I said titty, God. And these boys are rubbing their tits. Anyway, moving on from that, what else? Are we done?
Bayern won
now. Robert Lewandowski broke Gerd Müller's record.
41
goals.
Wickedness.
What's painful about that match is that match finished like 5-2
and he scored
the last goal.
Like it was goal. Like everybody was not giving him the ball.
They tried their best. The keeper refused to let Lewandowski score. The end of what happened was Sané lights shot up. The keeper flies and can barely control the ball. Then Lewandowski runs, just removes it from the keeper and puts it in the post. 41 goals.
Imagine being Thomas Muller and watching somebody breaking your grandfather's record.
Good. Like, oh yeah.
Is he his grandfather?
They are related.
It feels like what they're saying in Nigerian newspapers. I'm not going to believe it.
Oh, God.
Check it for me. But Gerd Müller, 49 years. How will you drop record and pass away? You drop record, pass away, nobody break it, nothing.
It's wickedness.
Like, these are records that are not meant to be broken. Like, you said that kind of record, and you're meant to, die forever knowing that nothing can ever, like, the most goals in the calendar year record.
Yeah, person break that Messi record. Like,
quick with the quickness.
But I think Haaland can do it, but if he stays fit and he goes to a team that produces enough chances.
Haaland to City is the dream move.
God, I beg. Stop what you. Stop saying those things before it happens.
Haaland to City is
shut up your mouth.
It was a logical move for Erling Haaland.
Wow.
Like a coach like Guardiola. Because ball will reach you inside that place. You just need to snap it in. Guy, Gundogan is scoring, bro.
I know, but what if he ends up like an Ibra? In
the
Pep team.
That could also happen.
That was my primary fear, which is why I thought Kane would be a better fit.
Yeah, Hurricane at City would be annoying because, yeah, exactly. You go and put Kane for FPL, Guardiola will go and put him on dead bench and play him in Carling Cup, let him score 9.
Just because he's ugly.
Yeah, man. What a mess.
I can't believe this man unleashed Lewandowski on people. And he scored 5 in 9 minutes.
I'll never forget that.
But think about
it from this point of view. You mentioned the fact that Guardiola and Zlatan didn't work out. Guardiola and Lewandowski didn't work out. And Haaland is more
completely different player.
Haaland is more in the Lewandowski mode than the Zlatan mode.
Like the thing is,
Haaland is more mobile.
See, yeah, mobility wise. But he's younger. That's what it is.
If you also think of just technical ability, other than shooting. Zlatan's passing is nowhere near Harry Kane or
Zlatan doesn't know how to
pass. He doesn't pass like Lewandowski or
all Zlatan knows.
Lewandowski is so technically gifted.
Yeah, but he's like, have you seen
Lewandowski's footwork?
Like, for someone that's tall.
Yeah, for someone that's bigger.
He's 6'0", though. That's what you people think. I'm taller than Lewandowski.
Step like he's 6'0". That nigga is not 6'0".
It's because he's huge.
Lewandowski is not 6'0".
His body is huge, I'm telling you.
He looks taller than 6'0", first of all. I'm short. I know what tall people look like. I've never seen Lewandowski, though, so I can't say. How tall is Lewandowski?
1.85 meters.
You put in feet so that we know in feet.
Sorry, nah.
Thank you. Please, as he's checking that, Juventus made it to.
No more.
Juventus made it to.
Ronaldo dropped one long epistle for Instagram. Did anybody read it? Not me though.
Sorry about that. Or congrats. Whatever you need, Cristiano. No, he was talking about records and how he doesn't make records. Records chase him and something like that. He was just
Ronaldo.
His most goals, top scorer in all the leagues that he's been in. I mean, he's earned the right to brag this brag, hasn't he?
Can we just talk about
if you check them, Pichichis, Messi, in the last, how many years? There's only a window where Ronaldo was highest goal scorer in the league.
Right. 6.083.
My God. There's no way.
He's short. Like, he's not short, but he's...
He just killed two. Yeah.
But he's very fit. And he plays ball with such grace. Too much finesse for a striker of his build.
Like if De Bruyne decided he wanted to be wicked and just...
Yes, tall buff nine. Like, this nigga is doing Panenkas, Rabonas in the box.
I love him so much.
Step over before flicking the ball into the top right. He's Polish. That's not what the Polish
you
people
understand.
Do.
The Polish players play like Blazikowski.
Yes, direct. He's rolling. He's rolling. That's not very Polish of him.
He's like he's like watching Foden and Rashford.
Yeah.
Like Rashford, they run, they do. You step
why
by.
Why are you doing all these things?
Why?
You are from
England.
You are from Birmingham. Stop doing that.
Like Foden, they carry you. They do.
English player. I don't know.
I believe a proper English player. Messi Mount.
Yes.
Just
no,
come
no.
on, lad.
No
come
extra
on, lad.
Shit. Maybe a body faint here and there. But nothing out of
Jordan Henderson, Declan Rice, proper English ballers.
White mold. Come on, boy. Let's have at it then. Stick it to it. Nothing extra.
Why, how is Jadon Sancho English?
You know this.
How?
This is what I mean by when they
Sancho
go.
Sancho plays just like Figo.
When they go abroad. That's what I mean by when they go. I know that, like, I'm not saying they didn't have the talent. But when you go abroad, you learn football differently than like you would in England.
I'm sure, like, see, Sancho's first season in Dortmund, all he was doing was running with the ball and crossing.
The footwork comes. Check out the English players are beginning to venture abroad more often now. I mean, back then they were doing it, but it was weird. Michael Owen,
Beckham,
David Beckham.
He was the big guy.
He was the big guy. Young English players are like, let me go to Germany, bro. And Leipzig will scout them and out Bayern. Like, what's his name? Okay, Musiala chose to play for Germany, but like, Musiala was eligible for England as well.
That's called the Bayern influence.
Thinking of the American kid.
Jamal Musiala.
No, the other one in Bayern. Was that his name?
American.
Tyler
Adams is Leipzig.
Yeah.
Tyler Adams.
Look at those names. The Americans as well. The Americans are doing the same thing. You cannot train like elite ballers in America because the league levels there are not enough.
MLS?
That's what you see every day. You're tagging them.
Yes.
Okay.
Moving on.
So it's the levels in England. Not. I don't know. There's not enough space for like all the English boys to grow in the same league.
It's entire Trippier said Atletico.
Atletico won the league after they said, no, you Real Madrid, come and pass. Real Madrid said, Atletico, no, you come and pass. You guys think Atletico won the league?
Suarez, like Harambo.
But Luis Suarez did finish as a high, no, not the highest goal scorer, but he finished 21 goals now,
which is
great
for
somebody
that
team, for somebody that Barca said is can't cut it anymore. But it's funny.
I find it
a little funny because now Barcelona are signing old men.
Let me get this straight. Why did you let Suarez a 33-year-old striker go to replace him with? A 33-year-old striker with a very good relationship with Messi.
Yeah.
And let him go and sign Aguero.
Like, he let go of Neymar. Messi did not write this kind of a piece to.
Yes.
Like, Messi voiced his displeasure. Like, I can't believe they treated you like this, man. Anyway, now so then they do. Rubbish people. That it was really for Messi to write all this rubbish. Forget all these people.
No, I translated that.
That's like, if you read what Messi said, it's like,
Messi sent that for you for WhatsApp.
Anyway, I'm not. Maybe I took, you don't know if I wrote it for Messi, then Messi now. Or Messi's writer. That made it sound official. I've never wanted to insult somebody in official email as a Messi did. Anyway, nothing these people do surprises me. And so then they do. Useless. Look at that stupid battle mail. Guy. Anyway, so that's.
Oh, I got to say.
But Atleti won the league. Barcelona finished in third. Real Madrid could have won it on the final day if Atleti didn't win. And then Luis Suarez
said no. She for me, let me score.
So, what do you think about this team?
Joe Bodo showed me something. And we're going to talk about it.
Kind of disgusting.
We need to have a dialogue. Bring it.
Let me be this.
The season, so, according to SofaScore ratings, the team of the season is what the fuck? This is Europe, Abi. In the top 5 European leagues, according to SofaScore, not according to anybody, according to SofaScore, the Alexandre, before you want to beat them. Keylor Navas
in goal.
I threw up.
Yes, I do too.
That's the beginning of our problem.
Like, from number one, a problem.
Keylor Navas
in goal. No, we should just buy the
with, ball, a, just with an average of 7.19. So this is based on
their
match ratings. So an average of all their match ratings, which is all of them are in the 7s, except Lionel Messi.
Whoever's idea that was, fire the person.
Yeah, this is very, very disgusting. Who decides team of the season based on averages instead
average
of...
average ratings.
Why is Kieran Trippier the right back?
Why would be the left back? Show me that left back there. Rafael Guerrero. Did you know the numbers Luxor put up?
Roberto Carlos
had created the highest chances from left back.
How many times did he concede goals though?
It's all about match ratings though. If you check SofaScore for Luke Shaw's average, you see what, like, why he's not, and he won't be too far off. I have the SofaScore.
Like, even Wan-Bissaka's, I think, 0.2 behind Trippier.
And then the centre backs are, I'm not making this up, Mats Hummels and Jesse Font.
What?
In a Ruben Dias season.
Are you mad?
I don't even want to think too far about other centre backs. Ruben Dias. That's one thing that PFA got right. Ruben Dias. You scouted him. Okay, sorry. Then you have Josh Kimmich in DM with a 7.72. The other midfielders are Kaiser, Toni Kroos.
I'm sorry, before you go forward. Like, did SofaScore stop
Kaiser?
In zinc?
Toni Kroos. Toni Kroos and Kevin De Bruyne.
Are
the midfield three.
Did SofaScore stop to think the quality of this opponent? Because I don't understand which striker is Keylor Navas facing, obviously apart from Terep.
Of course.
No, which other striker is he facing?
Burak
Yilmaz. Mbappe is in his team.
Icardi is in his team.
Neymar is in his team.
So who they shoot and shot?
Somebody. Little Marcus Thuram.
That is the gem.
He said, my God, who is shooting at him?
Of course Neuer should be, as far as I'm concerned.
Ederson, Manuel Neuer.
I know that Alisson had
a mess season.
Excuse me. Where are we keeping Edward Mendy?
I would like to know.
No, where are we keeping... Like, that guy, clean sheets in full there.
Yes, but then...
He's not making enough saves to give him a mass rating.
The point behind clean sheets is that you earn the clean sheets, right?
Uh-huh.
Ederson and Mendy didn't really earn.
Ruben Dias.
Because I know the shootout shots.
I mean, if you have Rudiger
and Ruben Dias doing what
Ruben Dias said, I don't judge my performance based on the goal we concede. I don't like my keeper saving shots. So this thing I fought, say Ederson.
If you get to blame anybody, you blame Ruben Dias.
They are all victims of their own circumstances.
I'm
oh God! Anyway, the attacking trio is Leo Messi, highest rating in the whole thing. Because you know that one has a lot of 10 ratings. Then whenever he sees Eba, he smells blood. So, Messi has a lot of high ratings.
Eba man
didn't play against Eba though.
He said, no, I want to rest.
And see, they're doing everything to try and keep him. If Messi wants the blood of 40 virgins right now, they will give him. And it's because, think about it, the players that Barcelona have signed so far
are all
Kun Aguero, Wijnaldum, Memphis Depay.
They signed Wijnaldum?
They're going to
sign Wijnaldum. Like, all these things for free.
For free, with boss man ruling. So, like, the salaries obviously, like.
They're paying Aguero whether it's 5 million. Yeah.
All of them are accepting less salary than.
Do you know how much Aguero was earning at City?
Like, I think 16 to 25.
And you are collecting just to play with Messi. Boss, I will go to Azerbaijan.
Catch me in China. Me and Ojo Igalo in Al Ahly or
in Saudi Arabia, right? Saudi Arabia.
That they are just waiting to get plenty points.
Igalo does the every day. Igalo they post celebration pictures.
They are not defending.
They don't be defending.
They are not defending.
Odio, what's going on?
The front
every match day, Ingo just posting on score.
Another day. You know, he don't tie Taliban for head.
The one he posts with the mama when he sees
me. Ah, wonderful.
So he said, my mother got to see me in the stadium.
That was nice.
First time he scored goal. I said, damn, bro.
Of course, it was good. Even if they was saying, my mother is dead, the host said, ah, yeah, Allah. Come and pass. Anyway, the striking pairing was Harry Kane and Lewandowski. I have no problem. The only thing that made sense in this whole thing to me is the front three. Everybody else can go. Not but
what is your team of the season, though?
Huh? My team of the season.
Yeah, actually, everyone should be.
Okay, let me try.
Let's all build a quick team.
Okay, so goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, because I'm a Chelsea fan,
Edward.
And he saved my life. Edward Mendy.
Edward is the reason you're in the Champions League.
Yeah, right, Edward Mendy. I would have Ruben Diaz in centre back, right back, left back would actually be Luke Shaw, funny enough. Then in midfield, a front three, Mbappe, Shade. Mbappe, Messi. Now I'll put Messi for 10. Mbappe, Lewandowski up top. Left wing. Who impressed me?
Timo Werner.
Shut the fuck up about that. Shut the fuck up about Timo Werner. Fuck about Werner.
You probably say something like Jadon Sancho. Let's beat him.
No, I honestly don't know who I would put in like the left wing, but I would have Lewandowski and Kane. I don't know how Mbappe and Messi
would figure themselves out.
Left and right wing. I don't care who.
They will put
4-4. Maybe Kante. No, not Kante. A DM that impressed me this season. Nobody. N'Golo Kante. But for me, Kante had a renaissance. Like, he had a better season than he had
normally.
Towards the ending. So, yeah, I give Kante. So, Kante, Messi, maybe one tall person. Because two of them are short. But it's the team of the season. So, it's based on performances.
Yeah.
Right back. Left back is Shorbet, of course.
Oh,
that's because I'm really happy for Luke Shaw and like
yeah, that guy raised you.
Before his injury, I would put James Justin in right back or one of Leicester's fullbacks because those boys did me a number.
Fofana.
Well, Steve Fofana had a good season as well. Castagne, probably.
So nobody won't put Cinema.
Kelechi, that's not my business. Cinema is 2021 team of business, not this season. Kelechi picked up in 2021.
Yeah.
So Lewandowski came, Messi. Lewandowski came, Messi.
And December, Ingo House go collect soap December now.
Small tomorrow. So it's just, these are people I'm impressed with this season. Right backs that really impressed me. Before they started dropping him to this right centre back, Rhys James.
James Justin.
Kai Walker-Peters.
Cash in Walker Peters before his injury. Cash in Villa.
Wan-Bissaka no impressed.
No. The day he learned how to chess ball. As we go to there, please. I don't like Wan-Bissaka. I don't know what it is about Aaron Wan-Bissaka that stresses me. I'm not a hater. He does his job. He defends. I'm never going to say he's bad at attacking.
Your job is a right back.
I just don't like the look of him. I don't like
racism. Do I see racism?
So, my favorite player, Kalu Koulibaly, Onate.
Let me ask
these are my people.
Let me
shit, Erling Haaland had a good season
too.
So I just missed Erling Haaland. So you missed Erling Haaland. Yannick Ferreira Carrasco.
Carrasco. Adam has not dropped. We don't have time. You have 5 minutes. Go.
John Paul should go first.
John Paul. You go first.
Yeah, no, John Paul, oh, go first. Okay. In goal, I would have no other person than Edward Mendy. And it pains me to say, because that guy is responsible for it. Like, all this matter we get, and I ain't give him.
I would choose Mendy too.
In centre back, I'm sorry guys, it's Ruben Dias and Maguire. Like, it's free.
How many times did United concede goals? Can you guys not
be I'm telling you, like, look at two matches where Maguire no play. See, yeah, how stupid the defense.
No, Slabhead is your best defender. Does not mean he's a great.
Okay, fine.
But it's your team of the season.
Well, I'll play Ruben Dias and Maguire. Left back is Roberto, obviously.
Look, sure.
Right back, I will play Cancelo.
Okay. Jesus, where did I forget?
I'll play Cancelo in
utility
right back.
Player throughout this season.
DM,
had a good season.
Yeah, in my midfield, I'm going to say this. Nobody is going to, like, in my midfield, I'll play Renato Sanchez in DM. Yeah. That guy carried Lille midfield from back.
Mind you,
it was Sanchez, Boubacar, Samari.
All those ones. So it's Renato Sanchez in DM. Bruno! Bruno. Bruno and.
Who's your last midfielder?
This is hard for me. But De Bruyne. Bruno and
Jordan. Anyway, it's a team of the season. It doesn't have
it's,
to work.
It's Bruno and De Bruyne. And attack for me is Messi on the right, Haaland in the middle, and
Mbappe.
No, what team be Mbappe?
If it's not Mbappe,
I put Lewandowski on the right. Like, I put Lewandowski and Haaland go the drop. Messi go the drop, come midfield. Later they go front. Later they there.
Oh God, you play front too. Play but like, it's Kane two. Strikers that have had great seasons. Hurricane, Erling Haaland.
He's got 41.
Hurricane, Erling Haaland.
60 something this season.
Romelu Lukaku, Robert Lewandowski, Luis Suarez. Who else strikers in Europe? That you can think off the top of my head, great season. Osimhen was injured for huge chunks. Kelechi
Towards the end.
Towards the end of the season, I don't know what he did.
Shower, that shower gel.
The shower gel that they gave him, but it worked. John Paul, 5 minutes.
Back three,
of course.
Deep, but not serious.
Okay, who are the defenders?
Mike Nagan in goalposts.
Mike Nagan, that's Leo's keeper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 18 clean sheets. In the
18 clean sheets. Okay.
18 out of 38 matches.
18, oh, wow. He had one more than Ederson did actually. And they won the league. I go Font in defense.
Just say Font. Oh, now you put Font. Well, we're roasting SofaScore for Carrie.
People are mad now.
Okay, Lille won the league, but like, I beg. It's just a Font. That's not like 80.
But he won the league though.
He did win the league.
With PSG in the same league. Like, that's tough.
That one is mostly Pochettino's fault.
Can't get Tottenham out of Tottenham, but can't get Tottenham out of
Dubai. Yeah, he's going back. Oh, there's talk about him going back.
That would be too funny.
We'll have that later. So,
and it would make sense for Spurs.
Font, Diaz. Who last? Who would this?
I think I got the key first.
Oh, like it was.
Tony Rudiger.
Actually, no. I will go Tony Rudiger.
He had a good half season. Such,
and that was enough to push you guys back into the top four.
The guy Tom.
I thought Rudiger was one of the best
African Zulu with mask.
And they were keeping clean sheets because of how well Rudiger was also playing as well. Like at the start of the season, it was Zuma and then Rudiger took over. I'm not going to Roberto with you people. United considered too many goals.
I love Luke Shaw, that's why.
Yeah, I will have a left midfielder.
Who?
In Yannick Ferrer, Carrasco.
Carrasco. Athletic.
Work rate machine.
Yeah, athletic.
That one, his work is just to run around. Like, the only instruction Simeone give him is run.
Yep.
Like, that's all Simeone.
And on the right, I will pick another athletic player in Marcos Llorente.
Okay.
Yeah, so guy, Madrid.
Team of the season, Marcos Llorente.
Give him more. Don't call them guys some kind of obscure.
I thought
players.
He's a hipster.
No, no, they follow the match. Midfield,
we don't follow the match.
Kimmich, Renato Sanchez.
Mm-hmm. Front
very,
three.
Very fair. Or Kimmich, De Bruyne. Depends on how I'm feeling. Front attacking three. Mid.
Who? Messi.
Fernandes.
Oh, Bruno.
front two of Lewandowski, Messi. I don't care about the other people.
You don't care about Haaland. You don't care about...
Haaland is my scouted player, but please, Lewandowski.
Erling Haaland and Mbappe had 54 goals this season together.
Did they outplay Messi?
Messi and Ronaldo had 59.
Did they outplay... Exactly.
These are 36-year-old men.
You know how many Lewandowski had?
Alone, exactly. 40.
That's why...
That was in the league.
That brother needs to be discussed, like, greatest strikers of his generation discussion.
Like, I'm telling you that Ronaldo and Messi have made it so bad. Like, Ronaldo and Messi, like, they have spoiled football to the extent that a striker is scoring 60 goals a year. And we're looking at it, and a normal team, Messi scored 92. He didn't get two head. See, those guys don't spoil
football. Team of the season's done.
The way Arnold now spoiled, like, Arnold and Robertson now they spoil right back and left back position.
Well, that's very disgusting. People started expecting, like, you didn't expect to attack to and score spam crosses and get 12 assists this season.
This guy nonsense with that.
Lofty expectations.
That's why Hakimi didn't make the fucking...
Yeah, Hakimi was upset that he didn't make the CR team of the season. Speaking of Italy, Rome.
Big Rom.
I would kill for Lukaku back at Chelsea.
That first touch, you suffer.
That first touch, give me. I've seen Werner. I've seen suffering. I've seen Morata.
How many goals did Werner have?
In the league?
Points. How many? That's what that first touch gives you.
No. That's Timo Werner's lack of goals is one, missing big chances. Two, not four first touch. Two, running. All that speed only to end up offside 40 something times in a season.
Like Drogba,
right? If you play a total number of free kick, like if you play free kick in one match, Timo Werner can give you 5 offsides and make sure that you collect the free kick that you need. Quite frustrating in that respect.
Anyway, remember 2014 World Cup? Van Persie.
But they called him up though, because there's no doubt. You watch him play in bigger games. You watch him play in the Champions League against teams that come out, and
see,
you see wickedness.
Yes, like, that's when you're not. Drives. See, low that's block. The problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
When you are going to play teams in the Euros, see, he's going to play teams like France and Portugal. They will come outside.
And you see Germany.
But France don't come outside.
France and Portugal, the two counter-attacking monsters of the world.
I'm serious.
No, whether they counter-attack or not, their blocks are not as low.
Their blocks are not as low as Brighton.
Brighton has line, Dan Bonk.
Louis Dunk, Bonk, and White.
How is Bonk playing left back? That nigga's like 6'7".
Ben White is actually quick,
and that was Werner's first experience of Premier League.
He's actually Brighton. Quick. Ben White would be right, if not
ben
for Tariq
White,
Lamptey.
Louis Dunk, Tariq Lamptey, damn. One that's really short person in that place.
Tariq in the team, that be the only short person for the team.
What a team!
So you are playing Burnley. Burnley, the shortest person.
We've suffered, but we give glory. All these teams are gone. Where's Broma? Where's Broma? Have gone. Sheffield have gone. Who followed them and go? Fulham have gone. Bournemouth did not come up. So Chelsea can keep those 18 points. Because normally those people will collect those 18 together. We'll draw one, we'll lose 2-2. We'll lose to one person twice. Like, we almost lost to West. Bournemouth. If Bournemouth came up, they will collect us. Callum Wilson will suddenly remember that he wants to go back home. They piss me off.
Oh God! It is
thank God
West Brom. See, Chelsea collected only 1 point from West
Crystal
Brom.
Crystal Palace, no one take.
Do you know how many goals West Brom scored them?
I used to come at West Brom games like just we're gonna lose this. Josh King and Callum Wilson will just turn tiger on your head.
Is Callum Robinson?
He not scored anybody this season but us. That's how you know that somebody's a bastard. McGoldrick too. I tell you that these people need to go.
McGoldrick waited the whole season and scored two against Chelsea.
These people need to go. They need to go. The evil they've done is enough. I'm pissed. Like, you're coming to watch that was this last West Brom game. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
They came out like prime Brazil.
They were wearing yellow and green.
They just beat.
And Matheus Pereira was chipping my.
He goes.
Oh, mom.
He goes. The composure.
They were so relaxed.
That guy bully.
That red card did not even help matters.
You know when Matheus Pereira scored the goal, like he scored him. I say my scouted player. I don't really understand it.
That's one of the three instances this season that Jorginho, without no doubt, sold us. That one. Liverpool first leg. He messed up.
They missed the penalty.
I'm like, oh, wrong now. Then Arsenal, he basically almost scored own goal. Then Westbrook, he passed the ball twice to Thiago Silva in such a slow manner that he had to
commit two fouls. Arsenal again this season, that back pass to Kepa.
Yeah, no, no, he almost scored on goal, man. Kepa was having such a hook.
He saw it in the first leg, in the first game that you guys
won. The one we watched out here.
God, they beat people so, like, Arsenal beat Chelsea that game, I shock.
Arsenal really did the double on us, and really
make you. If your car not sitting down in the parlor, like, when are you going to sit down here?
My brother will not talk. Like, Arsenal will be losing throughout the season. But then we'll give him clout. Chelsea will say, take this clout. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Like, see, yeah, thank God for Tuchel, because Lampard had me the butt of all the jokes. Like, check the Inagba episode names. I'm thankful this season is almost at an end. Check the Inagba. Like, Chelsea again. Wow. If you missed the Lampard is still Chelsea's coach.
The people I can never forget this match. We watched it at Beehive, you know, before coffee days. And then we're going back home. And Uwem was quiet all through the drive. And then we're dropping off Alpha. And then Uwem goes, not my team again. He said, no, he said we could have won. And then Alpha was looking at him. He said, no, boy, look at it. This happened. If you want against Wolves, Chelsea pressed and pressed and pressed.
You guys will lose.
Pedro Neto.
I told them they would lose.
Those ones need to go to the sugar get. Wolves, every day, hard life. I'm tired. I need to face teams that will just roll over. Like Crystal Palace sometimes. Because sometimes Crystal Palace will see us. That red and blue turn to back.
Zaha will
say, everybody, let's go. Ride with me and the journey to more success. See, yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Europa League final. See, Europa League final is like, coming.
You want to complain about Wolves. Now, me supposed to complain about Wolves.
We have another episode coming out in 2 days after the Europa League final, the Champions League final prelude, and then we have the season finale after that.
Oh God, the season finale! I just want to come and
Europa
complain.
Predictions. Europa predictions.
I don't want to see anything.
I want Villarreal to win.
I don't think they have the.
But Villarreal don't have the capacity.
I don't think you have the facilities for that big man. See, but you know, I'm talking about midfield. I cannot stand Fred and McTominay. I cannot.
Sorry, hi guys. You people said that we must support Nigeria, so.
Shereti
has not played for Nigeria. We only support people that are featured because we have Tammy. And you people say it doesn't count. Short hire. That's his name. Very short hire.
Rude.
See you after the match.
Short hire.
Up Villarreal, up Yellow Submarines, up Chukwueze for the final. Hope he's fit. Did he travel?
He traveled.
Chukwueze against Luke Shaw.
I'm going to watch it because I want Chukwueze to
Luke Shaw's good at the
I just hope that he. I hope that he. This man pocketed Salah. No, Luke Shaw had people in his pocket. Salah. The person that really pocketed people for Chelsea, this is what AC. Christensen, the AC penitentiary was a big prison. People were getting lost there. Liverpool players were coming and not coming out.
That was after the red card.
Yeah. That he sold us in the first. That game was so in control. See, he sold us. See what I'm saying? I know what's going on. See, I'll talk about this season. That next episode will be 2 hours.
I think that was complaining.
Finale, will that be 2 hours of complaining.
We should pick out our 5 worst matches that we watched.
This season. We'll talk about that one in the final episode.
Wasn't this season that man Arsenal beat people?
Yes.
With the Aubameyang penalty.
Jesus. Aubameyang come down. I won't cry.
It was this season.
I didn't watch it.
This season that we United 6.
Now this season, you know, first 2 games.
10 games since we are not going
to lie. I've never experienced such joy. That's big shit.
You know what was best? Now we scored on there, but then Liverpool said, oh my
beer. Liverpool said, oh, that same day.
You know, I not reached 2 hours.
7-2. My blood.
Aston Villa.
Then, at least Villa beat us 2-1.
What can you say? I've not scored in the Prem. Patrick.
At least Villa beat us 2-1. See, we'll talk about worst games of the season, yeah. The best games of the season. We'll talk about all that in the finale. So, Europa League final is coming up.
See,
we're going to watch it and then we'll talk about that. We'll stream it because I don't know where they'll be showing it.
An expected prediction, a wild card prediction, and a reality.
I want Villarreal to win, wild card. Realistically, Man U win 68th minute goal, 78th minute penalty. I see 2-1. And then Villarreal score 1, put fire under your yash, match ends like that.
I see 2-1.
2-1 as well.
United 3-1.
Wildcard, Villarreal 2-0.
Villarreal 2-0.
Wildcard, United 7-0.
Expected United win on penalties. Or extra time.
I don't think it gets to penalties, but it is good evening in a good Europa evening. League final.
Yes!
So,
see, now I know they lose.
We'll see.
Like, what I want to see is
proper harambo on both sides.
Let me tell you what I want. Everybody.
You have 6 minutes to tell us what you want.
Everybody, stay behind. Bruno, Rashford, Cavani, Greenwood, just give them the ball. Don't nothing else.
The thing with that ball is it's fine, it's working now. You see. Teams will adapt, teams will react.
Playing
and then
five people at the back that don't go anywhere.
And don't, like, they don't even advance.
Yeah.
Fast centre backs that are running with Rashford.
Guy, Rashford,
imagine
like,
you're
there's
like,
something we need, like, see.
Yeah, imagine playing that shit against Kyle Walker. Where are you going? God.
Where are you going? Come back.
Don't worry, it's a Walker.
At the, like, in the finale episode, I'm going to talk about how Rashford turned Brighton to his wives. He has scored against them every match he has played.
There's so much that we're going to talk about in the finale, but we'll see you guys again in 2 days
on Ikebe.
On Ikebe,
Ikebe Super.
Super. I'm never going to say that again. We'll see you guys. Thank you for listening. It's been an amazing season,
and it remains.
And it remains in Agba
with NK.
With NK baby, your
it's
baby.
Your baby.
See you guys in 2 days. Cheers.